For thousands of athletes headed to the Games in Athens, the only timetables that matter are the training schedules that build in intensity as the competition approaches. In the next few months, we'll meet some of those athletes. Today, NPR's Tom Goldman reports on an unlikely character from the traditionally staid world of archery.
The archer stands straight and silent in a grassy field. Drawing back the bowstring, his hand shakes with effort until it settles under his jaw. In that moment of power and control, right before release, his classic pose conjures up images of antiquity when bows and arrows were the main tools for hunting and defending one's kingdom. The string snaps forward, an arrow arcs through the spring morning air. The arrow hits a paper target 70 meters away. The archer, an aspiring Olympian, peers at his work through a small telescope.
Ooh, I choked.
Say hello to Chris Shule, the anti-archer archer. A bubbly 24-year-old, Shule smashes the stereotype that archery is practiced only by introverts. He surfs and does triathlons. He talks trash with his fellow archers at the U.S. Olympic Training Center in Southern California. Shule is the fourth-ranked male archer in the United States, but easily the number one salesman for an Olympic sport that changed its rules and its personality in 1992. Until then, Shule says, archers stood in a field shooting for several days, with the high score winning.
That was like watching paint dry. They almost threw archery out of the Olympics because it was so incredibly boring.
Olympic archery's current format is head-to-head competition, like the NCAA basketball tournament. You shoot against a single opponent, the winner moves on, the loser is out. Pressure, excitement, a sport now suited to someone like Chris Shule.
You'll have an announcer at a competition you'll go to, and he'll tell you, the American is down by 2 points and must shoot a perfect 10 on this shot to stay alive. And you're like, thanks, man. Put it on as much as you can. There's a big jumbotron. You can see where the other guy's arrows are going. His team's screaming and yelling, and like the Korean guy is beating on a gong. Woohoo, kick the American's butt. And you're going, I don't want to get beat by these guys. So and then your team's going, kick his butt, kick his butt. You know, they're all cheering you on, and they want you to win. And that's fun, man.
If competition feeds Chris Shule's excitable nature, archery practice challenges it in a big way. All sports training requires repetition, but this...
Set in, stand up straight, pick my point of aim, draw back, hold my breath.
5 to 6 hours a day, 6 days a week, a calm and focused Chris Shule stands statue still and repeats this single act, trying to hit a grapefruit-sized bullseye at the center of the paper target 70 meters away. Killing paper, he calls it. There's got to be some powerful motivation at work to do this over 200 times a day in the scalding California sun. Shule says the Olympics are the motivator, and maybe something else. Perhaps the special dedication of an elite athlete who was anything but as a kid.
Oh man, if it had a ball, I was bad. I scored a goal on my own soccer team. I ran to third base first in the Little League when I got my first hit and got tagged out, and then they never played me again. I was a klutz, pretty much.
But not at archery. He won a Cub Scouts competition, and 12 years later, he's thinking about an Olympic medal. With good reason. If Chris Shule qualifies at the Olympic trials in June, he'll be joining a U.S. men's team with a distinguished history. American archers have won medals in 4 out of the last 5 Olympic Games. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.